It is Thursday, February the 3rd, and this is your GQDN news. Hello, I am Joe, and today we talk a little Nintendo, a little NVIDIA, and a little bit of Sony on the Bungie staff. But today we start with Activision Blizzard fourth quarter call. So, the call did happen, and in the middle of the call there was a Warcraft game planned for 2022, which we will talk about that in the weekly show most likely. But this is the call, and within the call they did not give any monetary talk at all, but they did talk about numbers, and numbers are going down again. Activision itself went from 119 million down to 107 million. King went from 245 million to 240 million. We're talking about quarter three 2021 to quarter four 2021. Okay. And Blizzard went from 26 million to 24 million. By the way, this is coming to us from wowhead.com. And like I said, we will be talking about all of this when we get to the weekly show on Saturday. Now, continuing on to some other bad news. This coming to us from screenrant.com. And a Twitch streamer was banned from doing some inappropriate things. Now, the streamer, which is not named in this post, was banned by pulling down their pants to shave themselves. Oh, by the way, it is announced here. It's CS Gombe. And he's only been on since about April of last year. Still, you can't do that. You just can't do that. Because any part of what is considered lewd activity would get you banned, and that is lewd. Now, we're going to have a couple bits of Nintendo news right now. The first part comes to us from Destructoid.com, and Nintendo is going to have an event going on, doubling gold point rewards. The promotion runs through February 28th. So if you are a Nintendo player that uses Nintendo to buy games, you can redeem those gold through the different games that's on there. The double gold points goes to Metroid Dread, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Zelda Skyward Sword, Game Builder Garage, new Pokemon Snap, and Mario Golf Super Rush. And speaking of Nintendo, this coming to us from GameInformer.com is they're not going to change its investment plans because of recent acquisitions. Okay, so now the Game Informer goes through the different acquisitions of Bethesda, of course, Activision Blizzard, and you know, that's the Activision, or I'm sorry, that's the Xbox acquisitions, and the PlayStation deal about Bungie, and what Nintendo President Shintaro Furukawa said via Bloomberg, and I'm sorry if I mispronounce the name, quote, "Our brand was built upon products crafted with dedication by our employees, and having a large number of people who don't possess Nintendo DNA in our group would not be a plus to the company." So, right now, they're putting all their money into game development, which is the way that their business does, which is what their business does, the way that they act. So we'll see if that works. We'll see if it doesn't. History does tell all tales. Now we get into some other games, and this coming to us from esportsinsider.com, Dignitas signs an NFL player to the Rocket League team. The player is Philadelphia Eagles running back Boston Scott. Now, Boston Scott does some games, and he will still continue his play with the Philadelphia Eagles. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if this star running back brings some stardom over to Dignitas. Because initially, signings like this tend to, or they want to try to attract stars to esports and to their team. Now, we talked a little bit ago about Nintendo's deal or Nintendo's thoughts on what they're going to do in light of the different deals that these other corporations have been going or have been doing. So this comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and Sony will spend about a third of the deal that was given to Bungie, and they will put it to trying to keep the personnel there. Now, this will be done over time, and that's what the site would state, because they did put it on the Washington Post, and it'll be a different compensation deal as to what it is. Employees will receive 50% of their equity payouts when the Sony deal closes, and 50% over the next few years. So they will be getting some of that money, but that comes over time. Now we go to a little bit of Far Cry news, and Far Cry 6, well, if you've already beaten it, good for you. But Joseph, the Collapse DLC release date was indeed announced, and that will be February 8th. This comes to us from GameSpot.com. And that is quite possibly the most recognizable evil character in all of Far Cry lore, and now you get to play as him here in about 5 days. This will be very, very interesting indeed, because we saw some of the gameplay, but we shall see what happened, and I might play it. We'll see. Phil Spencer will receive a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 25th Annual DICE Awards. This comes to us from our friends over at IGN. In fact, President Megan Scibio said, quote, "Phil Spencer has demonstrated both passion and leadership throughout his entire career at Microsoft. He was responsible for countless impactful and pivotal initiatives that have reverberated throughout the entire gaming industry. On behalf of the Academy's Board of Directors, we are looking forward to celebrating Spencer's important impact on video game history by presenting him with our Lifetime Achievement Award." So yes, he's done a lot. He has brought in different companies into the Xbox fold, as it were. And I'm not talking just recently. He's done it for years, for many years. Bethesda was the first big domino to fall. And then there was Activision Blizzard. Anyway, you can find that on IGN. Nintendo, brought to us from Kotaku, has surpassed Wii and PlayStation 1 sales. So congratulations to them, which if I had the number in front of me, the Wii is at 101 million units, and I do believe that it got over PlayStation there as well. So, the original PlayStation. So indeed, Nintendo Switch, well done. And one last thing. Oh, that new PC is going to be pricey, because there was a price leak on PCGamesN.com, and that's NVIDIA's RTX 3090 graphics card could cost near $4,000. $3,840. That would be more expensive than my PC is now. Wow. That is a very lofty number. A very lofty number. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Oh, and I did say that a mobile game is planned for 2022. And like I said, this comes to us from Wowhead. Wonder what it could be. It's a World of Warcraft game. We'll see what it is. And we'll deliberate that on the weekly show. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Brums. You can find the show at groupquest.com. And of course on your favorite podcast app. And you could also find everything that we do there, including all the links that would include our Patreon, patreon.com/groupquest, and Audible. Get a free book, people. And once again, go check out stackup.org. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news.